Yeah,
more than happy.
Yeah, more than happy. Yeah, she's totally into that Viva thing. You're feeling like more of an instrument in the track, you know, instead of just kind of really warm, lush vocal over the top. She actually likes to feel that. But also, you'll be surprised in the sense of the way she actually, the way that she actually did sing it was incredibly in that, very styled in that way anyway.
Yeah.
So all we did was distort the vocal. And it wasn't really an awful lot. She actually just really...
She really sang it like that.
Yeah, she really sang it like that. And that's what happens on a lot of the stuff. Even though it sounds like we've really messed around with the vocal, you know, she's got this kind of weird thing where she can actually make it just go... Yeah, the idea of distorting the vocal, I mean, Beth is like really kind of, you know, she phones up or whatever, and she's got a setup at home, and she's got all the bomb out of her system, and she's got as much treble as possible, and she listens to it on her headphones, blaring away. She's just doing her hearing in completely, you know what I mean? But she seems to like it that way.
Has she sent us a tape of any vocals that she's done of ideas and things? The sound is more distorted than we would ever make it. She loves it, really, tearing her head off.
Yeah. The main reason she's not here is because she's really, really uncomfortable with doing press, basically. I mean, the thing is about it, to us, if it really ruins what she, you know, she sings, you know, the enjoyment of her actually making records or singing and whatever. It's not her trying to be Mrs. Mystery Woman, you know. It's literally that she finds it completely uncomfortable and wouldn't be able to do anything right. She would be absolutely just like a nervous wreck. So, as long as the record company or whoever, you know, lets us kind of carry on in that way. I mean, if you want to take photographs of me, I'm fine. But if you want me to stand in a photo studio with a stylist and a, you know, that's just not what I'm about. So I don't do it. And it's the same with Beth, really. And I mean, you know, as long as she sings and it's cool and she's happy in what she's doing, she carries on making records and with us, and it's fair enough, you know. They've actually already tried it at some point, but no, they haven't. No, it's always been really good. With the record company we got, the guy at the record company for it's just literally a situation where we can pretty much do what we want, you know, in the sense of the way that we was, you know, that we actually do press or the way that we Beth is seen or whatever. I mean, there are one or two kind of things now and again, only because she thinks that she's part of four people rather than the idea of her stood there and being the focus point, but obviously it's just going to happen as a singer, you know. But we're kind of getting there, you know, we're starting to work it out and realising, you know, the best way for us to go, you know, which is kind of pretty much how we're doing it at the moment. I mean, especially with last time, it was like with the whole press thing, it was really weird. Beth and I signed the record contract on Dummy. But they put in the same amount of time as anyone else, but no one knew who they were. Do you know what I mean? It was just the way it happened. It was just a bit of a mistake. So, you know, at long last, we actually started to turn things around, and the record company around us to do exactly what we want with it. Well, I suppose it's something we keep on saying records.